Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
All right, your chance at some money in about 15 minutes. We still have this cash contest with the keyword going, your inflation bonus. Listen for the keyword in the instructions coming up at around 3:20. We do this pretty much every other November. We go, or October. We go through the ballot measures asking the yes and no sides to come on the show. We don't always get both the yes and the no side, for obvious reasons. The one we're going to do right now is the first one on your ballot. It's Proposition 1, or State Measure 1, Constitutional Right to Reproductive Freedom. This only happened because of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade a few months back. The California legislature, among other things, acted immediately to put something on the ballot that they thought would enshrine in the Constitution.
The state shall not deny or interfere with an individual's reproductive freedom in their most intimate decisions, which includes their fundamental right to choose to have an abortion and their fundamental right to choose or refuse contraceptives. We're going to get Catherine Hadrow on, spokesperson for the No on Prop 1 campaign. Catherine, welcome. Catherine.
Huh.
It's just one of those days today.
Yeah, it's just weird. I mean, I'm okay now, but now we can't get the phone.
I see she's blinking on the phone.
She's waving at you, or
we can hear the hissing and the humming of the phone line.
Try to reconnect. By the way, the latest polls say this is going to pass overwhelmingly, 69% support.
Catherine, are you there?
Yeah, I think I hear her.
Somehow, we hear.
Not hearing us.
I don't know what the hum we're hearing. So,
we're
one of three states doing this. Michigan and Vermont also has something on the ballot. In Kentucky, voters are going to vote on the opposite, to amend the state constitution to declare that there is not a right to abortion.
No, how about that?
A measure. Oh, this is really distasteful.
This is kind of the way it's going to go with this issue. You got to find a state where.
Yeah,
not a problem versus one where it is.
I've said this very often. I have a very hard time talking about this because I just find the whole thing just so distasteful would be a mild word to put it. Just the whole thing is just really off-putting.
It is.
Montana is going to ask voters whether to require medical care and treatment for infants born alive after an attempted abortion.
Yeah, I mean, some of the issue here is, you know, how late term are we talking?
Yes.
There are some people that believe it's whenever a woman wants to make that choice, it's her choice.
That's a fringe, though. Most people believe first trimester.
No, it says here 90% occur in the first trimester.
Yeah, anyway. And that's about the percentage that believe there should be a limit there.
1% occur at 21 weeks or later. That's a very small amount.
There's a lot of yelling about it, but everything... All these, there's so many fringe issues, and there's so much publicity about the fringes. The the fringe is yelling about it. The fringe itself, the issue, you know, there. I mean, I've never been aware of in my life of anybody trying to have an abortion on an eight month old fetus.
That's never come up. Even in those very, very small number of cases, the woman just found out something that severely affects the health of the fetus.
Right. So the number of babies who are just outright murdered because somebody changed their mind, you know, at 8 or 8.5 months, that is a very, very tiny number.
Yeah. You see how it came up in the Georgia Senate race, rather governor's race. The Stacey Abrams is once again trying to.
Oh, she said something really asinine.
She was comparing, I don't have the exact statement. We had the audio yesterday, but we don't have it today. She was basically saying that it's one way to deal with inflation.
Yes.
If you give a woman news, at least this could be a factor. And, you know, it's terrible to say that. It really is, and it's a weird reason for fighting inflation. But we have always said on this show for years, please don't have children until you can afford it and you're ready for it.
You know, it's not
And that's the big problem with a lot of unwanted and abused children.
Okay.
The parents weren't mentally fit or fiscally fit or anything.
Here's the Stacey Abrams quote. This is verbatim. Let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child. It's important for us to have both conversations. We don't have the luxury of reducing it or separating them out. We have to talk what a governor can do. A governor can address housing prices. A governor can address the cost of education. A governor can put money in the pockets of everyday hardworking Georgians instead of giving tax cuts to the wealthy. But the first part of that quote is, hey, you have kids, it costs money. So inflation's going to impact you. And, you know, if you don't want to have the kid, it'll be cheaper in the long run. Get rid of the kid, you deal with less inflation, less rising prices. You know, you don't have to worry about the price of bottled formula going up, right? Or the price of diapers. So, you know, just off the kid. You know, somebody who thinks that way, I find that disgusting.
That is pretty sad.
That's really gross. That makes my stomach turn. I can't help it. You know?
They talked to a political science lecturer at San Jose State in this article, Donna Crane, who said, well, you know, it's nice, but it really doesn't matter because federal law will always trump state law. So if Congress passes a federal ban or the U.S. Supreme Court takes up new conflicts that could result in more limitations, doesn't matter what California does.
It's a virtue signaling amendment.
It'll be trumped by federal law.
It's already in place under law, and this turns it into a constitutional, gives it constitutional protection.
Right.
As a right, but it's not going to change anything practically. And
no, yeah, you know, they did this for turnout. They're hoping that this helps turnout. You get something on the ballot dealing with this hot issue. At least 6 months ago, it was a hot issue. And hopefully you'll get more of your party and your people to turn out in November and help you hold on to Congress, whatever else you're trying to do.
But on a national basis, it's not going to. They're not going to get many people who weren't voting anyway and turning out to vote. It's a phony media issue.
It's looking that way, right?
It's a lot of media hot air. Because everybody knew this was coming all year. I don't know why everybody pretended to be shocked by the decision. Everyone knew once Trump got those last three nominees on the court that this was going to be reversed because that case that they ruled on was already in the pipeline. So there wasn't this big shock, and everybody acted like there was a big shock. Now, I understand most people really don't pay attention to anything that's going on.
When these Supreme Court nominees were questioned, some of them seemed to indicate, well, you know, it's settled law. I don't know.
Well, sure. They mislead. Because otherwise that starts a huge firestorm. Because we're not allowed to have honest public debates, even Supreme Court justices have to do this stupid fudge dance when they're getting interrogated. Right. And they're told to. They're told by the administration lawyers. It's like, here's how you're going to answer this question. So they're reading off a script, and it's just to block off criticism.
We're having trouble with the phones. Isn't that weird? Now
trouble with
me last hour and my access. Now it's the phone lines. All right, we got more coming up. First thing, you will hear the keyword for your chance at some money. That's the inflation bonus money. And then after that, a story we talked about yesterday, and John's probably not too happy that the San Francisco mayor has now apologized for her comments about Hondurans and drug dealers.
No, she doesn't mean it.
Oh, you don't think so? I thought you'd still be disappointed she even bothered to apologize for...
Well, she's playing the role that everybody plays. That's all she's doing. She meant... Do you think she's changed her mind about that? She hasn't changed her mind.
I know, but it's kind of like taking the knee publicly anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. And we got the money to give away in moments.
Well, we're not the only city this week. It's rocked by racial tensions, thanks to the LA City Council recorded conversations between those three idiots, two of which won't resign. I thought of an oldie but a goodie, John. I remember from like the Moist line years ago. You call it the City Clownsel. You get it? Clownsel?
The City Clownsel. I forgot that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They really are silly clowns. I mean, they truly are.
No, somebody played circus music the other day, remember?
It's not just like a cheap shot. I mean, they really are foolish men and women.
In San Francisco, the mayor was talking about drug dealing in the Tenderloin and singled out a particular ethnic group as being largely responsible for dealing the drugs. They were Hondurans. Well, apparently not much was made of it until somebody began circulating video of the comments. And then the mob came in complaining and protesting.
They took a day off from De Leon and everyone got on a quick flight to San Francisco.
Here is the full story from ABC7's Bay Area reporter Gia Vang.
Looking at all the beautiful artwork. Yeah.
Mayor London Breed was all smiles at an event at Manny's in the Mission tonight.
You were the highlight of that movie.
There to talk about the positives of San Francisco. She left without answering any questions from the media. After clarifying earlier today, statements she made on October 5th on a KQED show.
There are, unfortunately, a lot of people who come from a particular country, come from Honduras, and a lot of the people who are dealing drugs happen to be of that ethnicity.
She went on to say she wasn't racial profiling, that it was the truth of the matter. The backlash wasn't immediate until the video began circulating. Some people angry, accusing the mayor of singling out Hondurans. Others posting support for what she said. Today, the mayor issued an apology, saying in part, "I want to apologize to the Latino community for what I said and how I said it. In trying to explain what is happening in the Tenderloin, I failed to accurately and comprehensively discuss what is an incredibly complex situation in our city and in Central America.
I accept the apology only because we know that she meant well."
That's president of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, Carlos Solorzano, who says the chamber's research in 2018, done in 8 blocks of the Tenderloin, showed most drug sellers were juveniles from Honduras, there to make money to send back to their families. But he says there's a big but, especially in today's cultural climate.
We also have to understand that we're not naming only one ethnicity, that is not good enough anymore. With all the turmoil that we have between the Latino community, the African American, the Asian communities, we need to work more together. So we need to be more conscious of what we say when we're pointing fingers, especially on that.
Is this another example of everybody getting way, way off track from what the real issue is?
The real issue is the drug dealing.
That's right. That you have.
And what the Tenderloin looks like.
You have an enormous crowd of drug dealers and literally thousands of drug addicts living in the streets, zombies rotting away. Defecating, urinating, vomiting, fighting. That's the issue. And you know what's amazing? Does everybody have to be ultra precise when they speak all the time? Does everyone have to add 500 little caveats and exceptions? Nobody disagreed, from what I saw, that there is a large contingent of Honduran youth that are selling drugs. Now, there may be other ethnicities, I'm sure there are, that are selling drugs as well. It's not the only group. I don't know if it's the largest group, but apparently it's something significant or she wouldn't have brought it up. And it looks like the guy from whatever that Latino group was partway agreeing.
Well, unless there's a pathway to an answer, does it matter that you point out their ethnicity? If it's drug dealers, just take care of it.
Well, it matters to this. Is this part of the illegal immigration problem?
Yeah, that's not discussed.
See, well, that's first thing I thought of. If you are going to say they're Honduran and they're sending money back to the families, and I have no idea if that's 10% or 80% of what's going on. That's not the point. The point is it's going on, and do these illegal immigration policies are they greatly aggravating the situation? Because a lot of the people coming over the border from all these different countries are young, unaccompanied minors, young men who might be 18 and over, but there's a significant contingent of young men.
Yeah, because they're considered the most able-bodied who can do, sure, get work and send money back to families back in their home,
right,
country.
And right, work isn't just the work we think of in factories or loading boxes.
No, it might be dealing drugs.
Right. Might be dealing drugs. So
probably
what,
more money in that than working for minimum wage.
But you see, that's the thing. The news cycle is never about that you have hundreds of drug pushers feeding thousands of drug addicts. It's about, oh my God, the mayor was not as specific in describing all the ethnicities or given the exact percentage of this ethnicity. It's like, oh, for God's sakes, you get the idea. You understand that's a component. I don't know how large the component is. I don't know how to count that. And maybe it doesn't matter, except it matters to the extent of, well, the immigration policy is one thing the mayors can't control. And they are the illegal immigrants, the ones that are not going to get legitimate jobs, are going to get attracted to these cities and end up aggravating an already existing bad situation. But the bad situation is the point of this. Just every day, it's about stray comments that people make, imprecise comments, overly broad comments. Like, stop it. That's not the issue.
No, and for people that know this neighborhood in San Francisco, the Tenderloin, which has really gone to crap, it's like, well, all right, so you went off on a exit ramp discussing the ethnicity of the drug dealers. Please get rid of the drug dealers. I don't care if they're Lithuanians. Just get rid of them.
Well, why isn't her police department arresting them all? And how about not being a sanctuary city? Then you could arrest them all and deport them. But wasn't San Francisco one of the original sanctuary cities going all the way back to Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
So maybe your sanctuary city status attracts these young guys who end up selling drugs. Maybe she should talk about her role in creating a climate where this kind of behavior thrives. Maybe she ought to be questioned by the little public radio weenies up in San Francisco. See, nobody wants to talk about the truth. Instead, another day of, oh, I can't believe what she said. I can't believe what they said. It's like, stop it. People are children. Just whining children.
In fact, I'm reading this. Well, this news reporter put out this on Twitter that Carlos Solorzano guy that she had there, the Hispanic Chamber of Congress, Chamber of Commerce, said, we know that we have a problem. We know that Honduras has a problem with bringing kids over here and doing that.
Okay.
So somebody on this Twitter chain wrote, well, what's wrong with the truth then? She told the truth. Why does she have to apologize?
Exactly. If there
even
is,
the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce guy says, yeah, that's a significant portion of the drug dealers are young Honduran juveniles.
If it's having a disproportionate effect, then she ought to be standing on the roof of City Hall and saying, Joe Biden, close the border. Because these kids are coming here from Honduras and they're selling a lot of drugs and we got enough problems. Of course, she ought to have her police department just arresting everybody. They ought to be arresting all the drug dealers. You know, all these cities have tons of cameras now, right? Businesses have cameras, residences have cameras. You can drive around a city now for an hour and a half and appear on somebody's camera somewhere. Well, start gathering evidence and making arrests. You have video. They never used to have that. Now the video's everywhere. You can see the drug deals going on. Put the police out there. Why aren't there like 500 cops marching up and down the Tenderloin District? I don't get it.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, coming up after 4 o'clock, we're going to talk about that story, which is all the talk of the Silicon Valley here in California. Apparently, landscapers working on a pretty expensive home, $15 million home that sold just a few years ago. found a car buried about 4 feet down in the backyard. They're digging up the car, and there are bags of concrete mix in the car. Cadaver dogs say that there might be the faint scent of human remains in the car, but so far no remains have been found. We will talk about it after the news at 4 o'clock, a strange story, and apparently the car has probably been in there sometime since the 1990s, and the house was built in 1990, so it may be connected, may not be. I guess a big political story today is that the January 6th committee in the House of Representatives, which could change big time come November 8th through Republican control.
Yeah, they're in the final polls. They're in the final days.
They're in their final days, so they threw out a subpoena to Trump. Well, now, of course, there was word that Trump was anxious and maybe willing to testify and tell how the election was stolen from him, but most believe this will just be a legal fight.
Well, they're going to run out the clock anyway.
Yeah, I think that's...
Because, you know, first week of January, the new Congress takes over. This committee will be disbanded, and we'll never hear about it again.
So all of the subpoenas will be torn up? Shredded?
Yeah. No,
it won't be effective anymore?
The committee will cease.
It'll be disbanded, yeah.
It'll be disbanded. So this was one final theatrical event. We're going to subpoena Trump. Trump's never going to testify, and his lawyers are going to tie this up for quite a while.
Yeah,
because it's not in his interest to testify publicly to the committee.
Didn't work so well for Steve Bannon, who ignored his subpoena and now got 4 months in prison.
Yeah, well, Trump's lucking out because the clock is going to run out very soon.
I saw a headline. I wasn't sure it was the El Segundo Times. This is what happens when you ignore a subpoena from Congress, the Steve Bannon story. And I'm like, well, remember that next year when the House is taken by the Republicans and they start looking into Hunter Biden and issuing subpoenas to Biden family members? And remember that because it really is who's in charge.
Oh, they'll say exactly the opposite because they're all just two-faced fakes.
Of course, that's exactly right. My guy's in charge, this is correct. When my guy's not in charge, that's not correct.
Everybody's a two-faced fake. Like, I think, you know what they found out? Is for all the theater of the investigation and the hearings on the insurrection. By the way, I haven't seen an investigation and hearings into the insurrection of all the protests.
Be careful with that word.
After the George Floyd case. Insurrection.
Yeah,
I said it properly. No, really, there should be. What about the 88 businesses that got burned on the Fairfax District? Is there going to be a hearing on that? Or half the city
jurisdiction
of Portland? No, you know my point. There's never the city council here. They should have done something about the insurrection that destroyed the Fairfax Business District. But how about in Portland? Did the Oregon governor and the legislature, they do an investigation when Portland burned to the ground? No. And they burned a federal building up there.
You're just a right-wing wacko. Sit down.
No, I want this all treated equally.
Nothing's equal. Just who's in charge.
Investigate all of it or nothing. And by the way, it didn't go anywhere with the public because even the Democrats are spending less than 2% of their campaign ads on the insurrection, which means they...
It's a complete miss.
They've tested the
ads. Just like the abortion issue actually probably scores better.
Yeah.
The January 6th thing is just...
It was a blown bag right from the beginning.
You know... Kind of jealous because wish this would happen here more often. Of course, a big story this week is that the British Prime Minister resigned after 45 days. This Liz Truss. Why doesn't Biden just... Why can't we have these kind of governments where we can just kind of start over when we realize everything's just a failure and a miserable mess?
Like they do in Italy.
Yeah, that happens too every now and then.
Do you know the government... Oh, why? Do you know what the average government in Italy lasts 1 year and 1 month?
No, it's not bad. I thought you were going to say 2 months.
Yes. They've had, I think, 62 different governments since World War II ended.
And how are things going in that country? I don't know.
They drink wine and eat pasta every day. Probably most of the people aren't worried.
Yeah, the only time they were in the news in the last several years is they had a lot of COVID cases. Remember, a lot of deaths early on in COVID? It was sweeping through the elderly in that country.
The governments around the world largely suck. They really do.
So there's talk that Boris Johnson might be back. He just resigned, as you know, not that long ago.
Why would they want him? He put in severe lockdowns. Meantime, he was having booze parties at his offices and apartments. Why would you want that fake and phony back?
This is the Conservative Party in the United Kingdom, and I guess they think that they don't have any other choice.
Well, they've got plenty of choices, but that guy is a fraud. He's no different than Gavin Newsom.
Oh, look, it's a picture of a bookmaker writing the voting odds for the future prime minister. Boris Johnson, 5-1.
You know,
bet on anything.
They've got 10% inflation.
Rishi Sunak's the favorite, 10-11. Sounds like he's going to be the PM.
Whatever that is. Whatever.
The former finance minister. Oh, because he lost out to this woman in the last leadership round. So,
well,
they runner-up.
They got a bad economy like we do. The inflation is double digits. And everybody's pissed off.
She wanted to slash taxes, apparently, but it didn't go over well.
She wanted to slash taxes and then borrow an enormous amount of money to cover it.
Yeah.
And then the markets crashed because they thought that was a terrible policy.
Well, Trump will come back as our president, like Grover Cleveland did, right? Isn't that possible, too?
I don't know.
22nd, 24th president, I believe?
No? I don't know. It's going to be a weird dynamic over the next 2 years.
It's going to be absolutely crazy. All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Another chance of cash, the inflation bonus money. You just have to listen for the key word. It's only 30 minutes away, and then that crack John Cobalt will give you the directions as to how you can get involved in your chance to win, right?
Did you call me a crank?
No, you're a crack.
Oh,
you're
awesome.
On top of things.
All right.
Or you're a crackhead. I don't know. Which.
I'm on crack.
It could be. We'll talk about that weird story concerning a buried car that was found by landscapers up in Silicon Valley after the news at 4 o'clock here on the John and Ken Show. Exciting news that Sunday, if you want to go down to UC Irvine, you know who's going to be there? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York City congresswoman is speaking to try to get young people to vote. So she will... Well, John, I thought you'd want to go with me. So we can listen to the future.
No, I'd rather go see a Kardashian speech.
What bunch of
college age losers are going to go listen to her?
You told me they were going to bounce her out in the next election. Didn't happen.
Her own people. Yeah. Well, they should have.
They didn't. She got reelected. She's up again.
She screwed them out of 25,000 Amazon jobs.
Oh, that's right.
She helped block a major Amazon warehouse.
Well, it's like you said, like with Kevin Leon, you know, she won.
They
want to keep her.
Well, she's ultimately not important at all. But, you know, the stupid media.
She gets a lot
of attention.
Looks.
Yeah, it's her looks. I mean, she's dumb as a brick. So
she
really is. I'm tired of hearing about her.
Looks like New Zealand has jumped ahead of California in the nutty efforts to battle climate change. Told you a big story this week, and you ought to tell everybody this, that the wildfires of 2020 in California wiped out all the emissions gains from the previous 20, 30, 40 years, whatever you want to calculate. Wiped them all out. That's it.
Everything.
So all the focus on car emissions and industry emissions was wasted when you consider what the fires did. That simple.
Right. All this is a waste of time, waste of money, waste of jobs, waste of energy, waste of everything. Just, it's completely pointless.
And then, you know, the response from CARB was, oh, well, we didn't realize that. We didn't really look at, consider wildfire emissions to be something that had to be looked at.
Because we're a bunch of boobs.
So, remember Ricardo Cowfart Lara? He is now the insurance commissioner, but he used to be in the legislature. I think he was a state senator.
He wanted to regulate cow farts.
Yeah, it was part of his plan for climate change.
They want to mandate that every cow wear a big cow fart catcher bag on their backs.
Hmm.
Some big bag-like device.
So was it attached around their anus as well?
Right. There would be like a hose that went into their anus, and so when the cow farted...
They got to smell their own farts?
It would get sucked through the hose into the cow fart bag. And then I don't know what they were going to do
with it. But where's the bag? The bag was on their body or on their...
Sit on top of them.
Sit on top of them?
Mm-hmm.
So they collect their own farts the whole day?
Right, into the bag. It's like a vacuum bag on a vacuum cleaner.
It doesn't cover their head so they can breathe.
No. It's like a bag on a vacuum cleaner.
Oh. But you can't have it sticking out there to be dragging it around. You're talking about it's like on their back?
Oh, no. It rests on the top of the cow, yes.
I guess I didn't catch on that idea.
Apparently not.
I don't think the cows would like that either.
No, I mean, would you want a hose stuck in your rear end?
No.
Would you want to carry your farts around all day in a bag?
No, not at all. I don't fart, though.
Imagine the end of the day you open that up. You don't fart.
No woman.
One of those women.
No woman ever admits to that.
Especially one that eats vegetables. You're kidding me. You know how much I fart after broccoli?
Well, that's you, Ken.
Yeah, that's you.
Yes, I can't imagine.
No one else.
I don't have to imagine.
So
you know the funniest thing when I was a kid for my brother and I is when my mom would pass gas. I mean, that was just a killer.
Was it common?
No.
Because women try to avoid doing that in public.
There'd just be a little trumpet toot every once in a while in the kitchen.
And you both giggled.
We'd giggle. No, we were on the floor rolling.
You're howling.
Yeah, we were howling.
Yeah, because it's a source you wouldn't expect, or it's a...
Right, exactly. Well, she was so proper.
Yeah, my dad used to fart around. I don't remember my mother ever farting that I heard.
No. Just once in a while.
Until they got older, and then it was like...
Then everything came out.
Who cares? Well, New Zealand, which, of course, led the world in lockdowns, is also trying to lead the world in affecting greenhouse gases. They are taxing the farmers for their cow burps.
New Zealand is 5 million people.
It is, but it's a lot of animals.
It's extremely tiny. They have no effect on the climate. None.
There are 10 million beef and dairy cattle and 26 million sheep, just 5 million people. So half of their calculated greenhouse gas emissions come from the farms, and burps emit methane.
Mm-hmm.
So what I don't understand is, first I thought, is this a joke? They're going to tax them per belch? Or they're just going to give them a tax based on the number of cattle, I guess, they have on the farm.
But what
are they supposed to do? They can pay you the tax, but how are they going to control the... Essentially, this is to drive them out of business, and that's what several farmers in this story are saying, that we may just have to walk away.
Right, so then, you know...
And this is a big part of their economy.
So then, right, this is what we've done in the United States, especially in California. We put people out of work here. We force companies to move. We destroy companies. And then people and companies move to other states. And so all those emissions go to another state into the same atmosphere. It's stupid. Because let's say they cut the cow herds by 50%, right? Because farmers can't pay the tax. I'm just making this up. Well, that slack is going to be picked up by some other country.
That's what the farmer in this said, yeah.
Right. Have to be. And you'll end up with this.
And he said these countries are less efficient at making food than we are, so it could be worse.
Well, it's like oil drilling and gas refining. We do it the cleanest in the world.
Right.
If we shut down our oil drilling and our gas refineries here in this country, we're going to end up buying it from Saudi Arabia or Venezuela, which is a far more dirty process. So you accomplish nothing. And that is a fact. That is not an opinion. That is an absolute fact. So these virtue signaling, feel good laws we have in this state are useless. I mean, it's the most astonishing thing. Unless you get everybody in the world to go along with this, and you never will, it's going to have zero effect on the atmosphere. Zero. And anyway, the one fire season we had in 2020 wiped out 20 years of emission savings anyway. I mean, this is just so silly.
We're just a dumb
species.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a big story up in Silicon Valley in a community called Atherton. They found a car buried underground in the backyard of a very expensive, a $15 million property. And John, there's been an update on this story. You want to hear the headline?
Yes.
Holmes' former owner has colorful history of arrests for murder and insurance fraud. That may be a big piece of the puzzle.
Well, then maybe they're going to find some bones down there.
Nick, all right. We got more. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.